Do you like choral music? Well, there's so-so choral music, and then there's truly awesome choral music. Today, Winston-Salem Symphony Music Director Robert Moody is here with The Ladder on Sunday, November 18th at 3 o'clock and Tuesday night, November 20th at 7:30 in the Stevens Center. He'll lead the Winston-Salem Symphony Chorale, UNCSA Cantata Singers, and the Winston-Salem Symphony in a choral spectacular. Alexander Borodin's Polovetsian Dances from Prince Igor, The Hour Has Come by Canadian composer Cyril Irving Glick, and the piece that got the ball rolling, the Dr. Atomic Symphony by American composer John Adams.
This concert, this choral spectacular, really came about, in my thinking, not from the choral standpoint, but from an orchestral work I have been dying to do for a good 3 years now, and that is the Dr. Atomic Symphony of John Adams. This deals with the beginning of the atomic age and man's, I think, mostly unfortunate, but anyway, discovery of the ability to create destruction on a level never before conceived, and sort of what happens in individual lives based on that. The music of Adams for that opera is so great, and he made a short symphony from the themes of Dr. Atomic, just as Richard Strauss made the Rosenkavalier Suite from the opera. It's you can imagine it in that way. I was thinking about this piece, the import of playing a piece that's about atomic destruction. And I thought, well, how do we respond to that? I mean, really, if this is war, how do we respond to that? And I realized that, well, the response to war is peace, has to be. So let's juxtapose the two in one concert. And had we not 5 years ago performed the Ralph Vaughan Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem, my favorite choral work, that might be on this concert. But there's another work that's by a Canadian composer. His name is Cyril Irving Glick. And Glick wrote this piece in the mid-1980s called The Hour Has Come, based on Canadian poetry. It's in six movements. And it's very earth-friendly, pastoral, peace poetry. The final movement, the hour has come for mankind to embrace. The hour has come to love. It's one of the most glorious endings, by the way, that we're going to perform all year. Just full, ringing, major chord, sustained ending. And we have this chance of juxtaposing, therefore, the angularity and anger of Dr. Atomic against this feeling of the hour has come for mankind to love. I really love the juxtaposition. So it's a choral spectacular, but it's also a great exercise in examining war and peace on one concert.
That's Winston-Salem Symphony Music Director Robert Moody. On Sunday, November 18th at 3 o'clock and Tuesday night, November 20th at 7:30 in the Stevens Center, he'll lead the Winston-Salem Symphony Chorale, UNCSA Cantata Singers, and the Winston-Salem Symphony in a choral spectacular. You'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. The program begins with Alexander Borodin's Polovetsian Dances from Prince Igor, and they're followed by the Dr. Atomic Symphony by American composer John Adams, and The Hour Has Come by Canadian composer Cyril Irving Glick. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.